Jeremiah chapter 34. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord Jehovah, when Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth of his dominion, and all the people, fought against Jerusalem, and against all its cities, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah, the God of Israel says, Go and speak to Zedekiah king of Judah, and tell him, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will burn it with fire. And you will not escape out of his hand, but will surely be taken, and delivered into his hand. And your eyes will see the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he will speak with you mouth to mouth, and you will go to Babylon. Yet hear the word of the Lord Jehovah, O Zedekiah king of Judah, this is what the Lord Jehovah says of you. You will not die by the sword. But you will die in peace. And with the burnings of your fathers, the former kings who were before you, so they will burn aromas for you. And they will mourn for you, saying, Ah Lord! Because I have pronounced the word, says the Lord Jehovah. Then Jeremiah the prophet spoke all these words to Zedekiah king of Judah in Jerusalem. When the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem, and against all the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish, and against Azekah. Because these defensed cities remained of the cities of Judah. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord Jehovah after the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people who were at Jerusalem, to proclaim liberty to them. That every man should let his manservant, and every man his maidservant, who is a Hebrew or a Hebrewess, go free. That none should serve himself of them, of his brother a Jew. Now when all the princes, and all the people, who had entered into the covenant, heard that everyone should let his manservant, and everyone his maidservant, go free, that no one should serve themselves of them any more, then they obeyed, and let them go. But afterward they turned, and caused the servants and the handmaids, whom they had let go free, to return, and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. Therefore the word of the Lord Jehovah came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah, the God of Israel says. I made a covenant with your forefathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, At the end of 7 years every man of you are to let his brother a Hebrew go, who has been sold to you. And when he has served you 6 years, you shall let him go free from you, but your fathers did not listen to me, neither inclined their ear. And you were now turned, and had done right in my sight, in proclaiming liberty to his neighbor. And you had made a covenant before me in the house temple, which is called by my name. But you turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant, and every man his handmaid, whom you had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and brought them into subjection, to be to you for servants and for handmaids. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says. You have not listened to me, in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother, and every man to his neighbor. Indeed, I proclaim a liberty for you, says the Lord Jehovah, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will cause you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men who have sinned against my covenant, who have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me, when they cut the calf in two, and passed between its parts. The princes of Judah, and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs, and the priests, and all the people of the land, who passed between the parts of the calf. I will even give them into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those who seek their life. And their dead bodies will be for meat to the birds of the heaven, and to the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah king of Judah and his princes I will give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those who seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which have gone up from you. Indeed, I will command, says the Lord Jehovah, and cause them to return to this city. And they shall fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without anyone living in it.